Jars of Clay, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. The text comes from 2 Corinthians 4. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. I love the way Paul describes us as Christians. He calls us jars of clay. Now, a clay jar is a useful object. You can put all sorts of things in it. I wouldn't want to try to carry water in my bare hands or wine in a basket. And yet, no one in their right mind would consider a clay jar to be super durable. All you have to do is drop it, just once, and you'll learn very quickly how fragile it is. And human beings are like that too. Fragile minds, fragile bodies. Sometimes, I'm amazed that any of us manage to live to old age, when you consider how easily things go wrong with us. Paul knows that too. And yet, he knows even better how God uses us to carry his gospel message to the world. We are people who believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who laid down his life to bring us back to God, no longer filled with sin and shame, but now God's own dear children, forgiven and beloved. We live because Jesus himself has risen from the dead, and he is the source of our life. And now our clay pots are filled with something much greater than ourselves. Or perhaps I should say, someone. Because Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit to live within us and carry out his plans. The Holy Spirit is God himself come to live in us. And what better gift could we carry? His light shines through our chips and cracks. His living water flows from us to thirsty people around us. And yet, it's clear it's not coming from us ourselves. We are so obviously clay pots. I can remember a couple of times when a non-Christian friend of mine has sidled up to me and said in a low voice, "What do you have that I don't have? I mean, I've been watching you, and when X happened to you, I could see that you had something that got you through it. I want it." And of course, I told them about Jesus, and I was secretly amazed, because when I thought about the event they mentioned, all I could see was my own weakness and brokenness. I didn't see God, but they did. Maybe this has happened to you. Or maybe you'll only find out how God used your life on Judgment Day. It doesn't matter. If you're a Christian, you are one of God's clay pots and useful in his service, even when you don't think you are. We pray. Lord, make me useful to you. I love you.